that money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love, buy me love, love.
Smart speaker to play Riverside Radio.
Welcome back to the Riverside Radio Sports Show. Thank you so much to Aisha, James and David for that wonderful insight into both the men's and women's Oval Invincibles sides. Stay tuned to Riverside throughout Saturday afternoon and next Wednesday for more updates on those teams. Right. Sole focus now, the final few minutes of the show, is the Lionesses. We're a South West London show, but we couldn't go an hour this evening without mentioning the triumphant victory this afternoon, 3-1 against Australia. James, I'll come to you first. Where are you watching it on Sunday? How are you feeling after today's result?
What a display. I mean, the really gutting thing for me is I can't watch it on Sunday because I'm playing Sunday League, which is 10:30.
Cancel it. Call it off.
10:30 kickoff.
Get a screen on the side of the pitch.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they'll, hopefully they'll push it back. It's just mean I won't be able to get on the beers. I mean, I probably still could stand that I play. it was a brilliant game. I mean, Ella Toon's goal. I was just jumping. I was at work. I was watching it on the telly at work. I just jumped up. I couldn't believe what a strike. But then Sam Kerr comes back and hits that. What? 35 yards screaming. You think, oh no, here we go again.
Yeah, you thought at that point it could be going the wrong way with the Australian crowd, and Kerr had some chances afterwards. No. Aisha, where are you watching it on Sunday?
I will be at the Regent in Balham, South West London, shout out.
Screens in there.
Got great screens in there. Should be a great occasion. Really cannot wait. Bring it on. Come on the Lionesses. We're going to win it. Bring it home.
I love that energy.
David, David, close the show for us. Is it coming home?
I would love to say it's coming home. In fact, let's be positive. It is coming home.
Yeah.
They just got to go and do it.
Come on.
We looked amazing today. We looked better than Spain.
Yeah, I think I'd say that was one of England's better performances in the tournament because they haven't been too great in the tournament.
Come on, David, we're in the final minutes of the show. We want some positivity, please.
But having said that,
thank you.
At the right time, and they've really done really well today. And I think that sort of third goal to.
The Bliss of the Abyss. Stars above.
Absolutely. You're on Riverside. You are on Riverside, and that was Steve Winwood with Higher Love. Welcome to the Bliss of the Abyss. It's Wednesday. The time is 9:06 on the 16th of August with 35 seconds on the clock. You're listening to Riverside Radio. My name is Robert Newmark-Jones, and I am very pleased to say that I'm joined by none other than Brother Jeremy. That's right. My bro, Jeremy Newmark-Jones, on mic number 3.
From the Franciscan Order, Brother Jeremy.
There he is, there he is.
Doling out soulful advice.
We have a monk in the studio with us. He's going to tell us all about life. He's going to tell us all about the Coin Boys, which I don't know what that is, but apparently it's viral. And don't you come to this show for viral content, eh? That's what we're doing. We're making clips go viral.
We're clipping it up.
And today we're also celebrating the history of hip-hop, which is 50 years young, as they say. So we're gonna dive straight into a slightly lesser-known track, and then we'll be back. What are we going to be doing this evening, Jem?
We're going to be talking about Coin Boys.
Coin Boys, yeah, that's going to be a big part of the show, guys. Strap in.
I'm going to be hitting you with some real ones. I don't know if you're aware of real ones.
Okay, okay.
Imagine hot ones, but it's Home Truths.
Oh, my gosh.
Presented by John Bernthal, but in this case, it's me. He's the actor from The Walking Dead.
And The Punisher, yeah.
And The Punisher. Although, hopefully, it'll be more of a kind of caressing than punishing.
Yeah, we're not really here to punish anybody, are we?
Exactly,
dear listener,
yeah.
We wouldn't want to punish you at all. In fact, we want to soothe your ears and provide honey. And that honey sometimes has a bit of spice, and that's like this song. This is Rock the Nation by Michael Franti and Spearhead.
Rock the Nation. Rock the Nation. Rock the Nation. Rock the Nation.
Time and an aggressive time, a painful time, a time where cynicism rots the vine, and a time where violence blocks the summer shine. Lifetimes go by in a flash, in a search for love, in a search for cash. Everybody wanna be some fat tycoon, everybody wanna be on a tropic honeymoon. Nobody wanna sing a little bit out of tune, or be the backbone of a rebel platoon. It's too soon to step out of line. You might get laughed at, you might get fined, but do you fear me when I say I feel pain every day when I see the way my friends gotta slay and never get ahead of bills they gotta pay? No way, no way. Some make a living doing killing, Colombian penicillin. Some are willing to play the villain, they just chillin' to pass the time, pass the information, or pass the wine, pass the buck, or pass the baton. But you can't pass the police or the Pentagon, the IRS or the upper echelon. I think it's time to make a move on the contradiction. Bomb, bomb, rock the nation. Take over television and radio station. Bomb, bomb, the truth shall come. Give the corporations a complication. Bomb, bomb, rock the nation. Take over television and radio station. Bomb, bomb, the truth shall come. Give the corporations a complication. Say, ooh, ooh. Of our time. I say it one more time to emphasize the meaning of my rhyme. To rise above all the dirt and grime at the right spice at the right time. Fuck the Constitution. Are we part of the solution or are we part of the pollution? Sitting by and wondering why things ain't the way we like to find them to be for you and for me, the people over there and the ones in between. Check our habitation. Are we a peace-loving nation? Peace-loving nation. I have a reasonable doubt. I think I just spell it out. There's no need to scream or to shout. The NRA just bought a man's soul. Then he jumps up and shouts, gun control. The government say that killing's a sin unless you kill a murderer with a lethal syringe. So I ask again, are we peace lovers then? Peace lovers then. Some of them slang guns when they 6 years old. Some of them end up in some 6 foot hole. This whole damn place into lost control. So I raise my voice before I lose my soul. Bomb, bomb, rock the nation. Take over television and radio station. Bomb, bomb, the truth shall come. Give the corporations a complication. Bomb, bomb, rock the nation. Take over television and radio station. Bomb, bomb, the truth shall come. Give the corporations a complication. Yeah. Ooh, ooh. Say, ooh, ooh. Say, ooh, ooh.
Radio, rock the mic. This is the way I'll express my feelings. Vibrate revealed and evolved. Spinning on a record, y'all try to confiscate. Take what I communicate with. It's ancient, gift to the lips, steady creating, activating, passing vocal violations to the blind plus the seeing. Human doesn't mean just being, becoming. Don't believe it, just be life it. Belongings and beloved, rehearse it or recite it while shining. Drop your guns, move your tongues, battle motivation. No times lyrics come, sometimes fun, others run. Their mouth are away, my mind's cold beaming like an early sun ray. One day we'll get the picture and all combine. Let's be talking about minds, mind, and become one mind. Every piece of the puzzle has its place to build the piece of the puzzle called the human race. Taking it long enough to cross the formal journalistics. Dyslexic critics put back words to rap words. I'm sure raising my hand with questions and demands. Statements in a plan with the map of the land.
Bomb, bomb! Rock the nation, take over television and radio station. Bomb, bomb, the truth shall come. Keep the corporations of complication. Bomb, bomb, rock the nation, take over television and radio station. Bomb, bomb, the truth shall come. Keep the corporations of complication.
Michael Franti and Spearhead. Rock the Nation, Rock the Nation. This is my normal voice. I'm not putting on a radio voice, am I, Jeremy?
No, man.
No, absolutely. Moved on to mic two because of some technical issues. Sorry if the audio was a little bit clibby on that first link, but now he's on a fresh, hot mic.
Fresh and clean.
And that is Jeremy Newmark-Jones. I'm Robert Newmark-Jones. That's right. And you're listening to The Bliss of the Abyss on Riverside Radio. The time is 9:12 and 50 seconds. Do you know where your children are?
Me? Now, if I have any, I don't know.
Gone missing. Now, Jeremy, you have come incredibly prepared.
Armed.
To this beautiful radio station, and we have a lot of enjoyment ahead of us, me included, because I don't know half of what he's going to tell us, but he's got a lot of content. This man has content coming out of his ears, and I'm going to shut up about it so that we can hear some of the content. What are we starting with, Jeremy?
We are going to start with, by the way, I'm live on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
At JB and then ENJAY.
That's right.
That's just going to be my face. JBNJ.
Yeah.
Because I can't figure out how to make it go both ways.
sounds really confusing. I wouldn't worry about it.
And as a guest on the radio show, I want it all to be about me instead of about my brother who
Absolutely.
Does this week in, week out, week in, week out.
So tell us, what's hot on your mind? What's going on?
So me and my friendship group sometimes refer to ourselves as Soy Boys.
Okay.
People are aware of who the Soy Boys are.
I've heard of it.
You've heard
of it?
I've
heard of it.
It's a kind of alt-right idea.
Yeah.
It's like the people who don't eat enough protein.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They
yeah.
derive their protein, where from? Soy.
Soy.
And that makes them less than men.
Soy. A rich crop, of course.
Yeah, rich crop, but also...
But so, somehow, maybe estrogen involved in this.
Some estrogen's involved in that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You
yeah,
don't
yeah.
have to kill anything to get there.
No.
Apart from our planet, deforestation.
Yeah? Well, yes, this is hot takes right here on the radio. You've come for this.
That's noxious.
That's noxious.
I would argue... That is just as potent as cows farting methane into the atmosphere. But recently we've undergone an overhaul in light of breaking news on the 3rd of August. The Coin Boys.
The Coin Boys. This is breaking news from 13 days ago, but I have not heard of this. There's so much breaking news. There's so many things going
viral.
How
long can news break for?
How long can news break for? 13. It's broken. I mean, by 13, it's broken.
2 weeks is a long time for news, for it to be
still
news.
Breaking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like only, I guess, breaking. Only like hostage scenarios can be still breaking.
Developing.
Developing. Let's move on from hostages. So what are the Coin Boys? Tell everybody what the Coin Boys are. Why should we care?
A simple concept.
Yes.
Every decision that you make is decided on the flip of a coin.
So it's like the Dice Man, but it's only 50-50.
The first thing that I thought was the Dice Man.
Classic.
Now, a classic design flaw with the Dice Man is you've always got to come up with... Well, you've got to come... Maybe you could come up with two options, but it's a bit lame because there are six things.
Yeah.
So you can do the odd or even thing, but like...
The thing about the Dice Man, he'd always... You know, he'd roll the dice. There'd always be one in the list. You'd be like, he wants that one.
Yeah,
he's
yeah,
put
yeah.
that one in to
yeah,
be like, yeah, yeah. come on three, yeah. come on.
Me and this girl hook up or I go home and go to bed early. Okay.
Oh, it's kind of a two, but actually, I think that's a re-roll.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Coin Boys are just 50-50 okay. in life.
But so for anyone who doesn't know what the Dice Man is, it was like a popular book when we were teenagers.
Yeah, that's
that
right.
Drove us wild because it was written by a man and it was basically him living out a series of fantasies through the roll of a dice. His decisions were determined by...
just the number that rolled. Yep, absolutely. And these boys have taken that concept and turned it into a coin. And what are they doing? Like, well, serious life decisions?
Well, no. Like,
what's being decided on the flip of a coin?
At the minute, the way that the story came to light was a teacher who teaches in a college in America complained that her students, she complained on an anonymous Reddit education forum, that her students were... basing whether or not they would go along with what she said.
Oh my God.
On the flip of a coin. A lot of it was homework-based.
Homework-based.
Yeah, which is lame. Yeah. You know, you want something more. But that was the start of it. And then...
how viral did it get?
1.8 million upvotes on Reddit.
Right.
Which is quite a lot of upvotes,
1.8 million. Right, we're gonna flip to a song and then we're going to talk about why this got 1.8 million upvotes, the Coin Boys. This is Parry Grip.
The bliss of the abyss.
It's raining tacos from out of the sky. Tacos, no need to ask why. Just open your mouth and close your eyes. It's raining tacos.
It's raining tacos out in the street. Tacos, all you can eat. Lettuce and shells, cheese and meat. It's raining tacos. Yum, 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 yum.
Cheese. It's raining tacos. Raining tacos. Raining tacos. It's raining tacos.
It's raining tacos.
That was Parry Grip with Raining Tacos. You're listening to The Bliss of This on Riverside Radio, and we're talking here with Jeremy Newmark Jones live on air about the Coin Boys and the tweet that went viral. So if you missed it, this is people deciding massive decisions based on the flip of a coin alone. So what happened?
By the way, it's Brother Jeremy from now on.
Brother, I would like to apologise. I'll do the entire speech again and call
to
you...
the Franciscan Brotherhood.
Absolutely, Brother Jeremy.
Thank you very much, Brother Robert.
I've joined.
So, the Coin Boys, they decide everything on the flip of a coin. This was a post that originally was posted by someone called Lucius... the four-letter word for a man's genitals, Us Maximus, begins
yeah,
with a D.
All right, yeah,
Lucius Maximus.
Got it.
And this was the story. In my 10th year of teaching, mostly freshmen and I, ever since the pandemic, have observed a new thing. There's a new thing that students always bring to school that they learned over the summer from the internet or other. The newest thing here is a flock of self-proclaimed coin boys who carry a quarter on hand at all times and constantly flip it. They have their entire personality revolve around coins, coin flips, and chance. When we went around doing an icebreaker, five of the kids said some variation of "I live by the coin and die by the coin" as their fact. They're living by the coin and they're dying by the coin.
The dedication to the coin.
The coin.
Is it just a special coin? Do they only use the one?
And it's an American... oh, you mean like, is it the one?
Yeah, just that coin.
Right. And then like 30 years later in a bar in the Midwest, still the guy's flipping like, it. The rusty quarter.
Yeah. I've lived my whole life by this coin.
Yeah, it's like, do I get a drink or not? Heads or tails? Tails. Let's flip it again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, tails, let's flip it again. So I keep on flipping it until it's done. Goddamn coin.
Stop telling me to go home. I just want a drink.
Someone changes the side so his head's on both sides.
I knew I was making the wrong decision all this time. I love Tails.
So this is a cult, really, that's taken hold.
A youth cult.
A mental youth cult, as in of the brain.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's, well, I guess a meme as well, in a way. It's spread throughout this youth culture here in this particular place.
Absolutely.
And how did it get serious? What was the craziest thing that happened? Did someone have a gun?
Well,
what were they flipping coins for?
I think it's very much at the phase like the Proud Boys were a long time ago.
Okay, when it was just like, jokes at the beginning.
Wasn't it quirky when they did the cereal thing?
Right.
And they stormed the Capitol.
Yeah, that ended badly. I do remember.
So imagine, but to be fair, half of these coin boys, if they flip the Capitol, might flip the coin and decide to leave.
Right, boys, shall we storm it? They all flip. It's like, well, half of us are, but the rest of us have to go. So good luck, guys.
Yeah. Trump doesn't turn up because he's at home and he flips the other way. Yeah. I guess I'm just going to stay home. Watch some sharks.
Oh, my God. It's brilliant. Right. Brother Jeremy, is there more to this story? Should we throw to a song and come back?
I think we got to throw to the song because, as far as I can tell, that's it for now on the
Coin
Boys.
That's it for the Coin
Boys.
So
there's one final twist.
Tell me the twist.
The twist is the post from this Lucius something Maximus was traced back to a burner account in Pakistan where people log on anonymously to post... information, something to do with some kind of repressive. So it's unsure whether or not it's a hoax, but it's not necessarily a hoax because it had 1.8 million upvotes and people who were swearing that they were Coin Boys. However, the mystery is, why does the original account linked with it have its roots all the way back to a Pakistani, by which I mean Pakistani is based in Pakistan, burner account?
Yeah, maybe they're using a VPN or... something like that.
That is an amazing suggestion.
What can I say? That's why you're
here.
That's
a web suggestion.
That's what you're here for. So anyway, the time is 9:22. This is Warren G. Regulate.
Regulators. You regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good, too. But you can't be any geek off the street. Gotta be handy with the steal, if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
Regulators! Mount up.
It was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Warren G was on the streets trying to consume some skirts for the E so I could get some phones. Rolling in my ride, chilling all alone.
Just hit the east side of the LBC on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. Seen a car full of girls, ain't no need to tweak. All of you search know what's up with 213.
So I hooked a left on 21 and Lewis. Some brothers shooting dice, so I said, let's do this. I jumped out the rock and said, what's up? Some brothers pulled some heat, so I said, I'm stuck.
Since these girls peeping me, I'm gonna glide and swerve. These looking so hard, they straight hit the curve. Want to bigger, better things than some horny tricks. I see my homie and some suckers all in his mix.
I'm getting jacked, I'm breaking myself. I can't believe they taking Warren 12. They took my rings, they took my Rolex. I looked at the brother, said, damn, what's next?
They got my homie hemmed up and they all around. Can't none of them see him if they going straight down for pound. They wanna come up real quick before they start to clown. I best pull out my and lay them busters down.
They got guns to my head, I think I'm going down. I can't believe it's happening in my own town.
If I had wings, I would fly. Let me contemplate. I glance in the cut and I see my homie Nate. 16 in the and one in the hole. Nate Dogg is about to make somebody's turn. Now they dropping and yelling, it's a tad bit late. Nate Dogg and Warren G had to regulate. Explode. Now I'm switching my mind back into freak mode. If you won't skirt, sit back and observe. I just left a gang of over there on the curb.
Now they got the freaks and that's a known fact. Before I got jacked, I was on the same track. Back up, cause it's on N-A-T-E and me, the woman to the G.
Just like I thought, they were in the same spot. In need of some desperate help. But Nate Dogg and the G-Child were in need of something else. One of them names was sexy as hell. I said, ooh, I like your size. She said my chords broke down and just sing real nice. Would you let me ride? I got a car full of girls and it's going real swell. The next stop is the East Side Motel.
era. G-Funk, step to this, I dare ya. Funk, on a whole new level.
The rhythm is the bass. Whoa. And the bass is the treble.
Chords, strings, we brings melody. G-Funk, where rhythm is life, and life is rhythm.
If you know like I know, you don't wanna step to this. It's the G-Funk era, funked out with a gangster twist. If you smoke like I smoke, then you like every day. And if your ass is a buster, 213 will regulate.
That was Warren G with Regulate, as I said, hip-hop 50 years
get ahead of
young.
Me.
Thank you, Ad. 50 years old today. And you're listening to Bliss. You know, it's Riverside Radio. We've just got time for a quick chat before the ads. Jeremy, brother Jeremy, is here. What have you got to say for yourself?
Well met, brother.
You've brought a very particular tone. And you've told us about a very strange thing. How do you feel? We're halfway through the show. Can you believe it?
I can't. I'm disappointed because I've got a lot more to cover.
Okay.
Here.
Well, listen.
A lot more.
That's a good reason to stay tuned. And this is another good reason to stay tuned. This is People Are Strange by The Doors.
Riverside Radio. Yeah.
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down, when you're strange. Faces come out of the rain when you're strange. No one remembers your name when you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange. People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange. All right, yeah.
Wavelength is a charity which fights loneliness across the UK by giving digital technology to those who are lonely, isolated and vulnerable. We give radios, tablets and TVs to those in need to keep them connected to the outside world, friends and family. Now, more than ever, people are being affected by loneliness and isolation. We can help fill the silence of an empty room and help bring a sense of normality back to a person's life. To join the fight against loneliness, please donate today by visiting wavelength.org.uk/donate. You can make a difference today.
Thanks for choosing to listen to your local community radio station. Community radio is always not-for-profit, and our goal is to serve the interests and need of our listeners right here. Advertising your business on community radio is affordable and effective. There's no wastage, and you know that your money is invested into the future of this station, ensuring that our volunteers can continue to broadcast to the local community. Find out more on our website or look for us on social media and get in touch to see how we can promote your business. Community Radio, we're all about here.
Riverside Radio.
Mm-hmm.
the TV screen? What about the undeveloped cameras? Maybe we should bury these. What about the last of the good ones? What about the ceiling fans? What if we move back to New York? What about the moon drop light? You should take it, cause I'm not gonna take it. You should take it, I'm only gonna break it. You should take it, cause I'm not gonna take it. You should take it, you should take it. What about the rainbow eucalyptus? What about the instruments? What about the cowboy junkies? What about the Afghan whigs? What about the mountain valley spring? What about the ornaments? What if I reinvented again? What about the moon drop light? You should take it, cause I'm not gonna take it. You should take it, I'm only gonna break it. You should take it, cause I'm not gonna take it. You should take it, you should take it. You should take it, cause I'm not gonna take it. You should take it, if I miss it, I'll visit. You should take it, cause I'm not gonna take it. You should take it, you should take it.
Stop, sure you wanna lick the creamy.
Yes, it is. But Caitlin isn't here. Jeremy is here instead. Brother Jeremy.
Well met, brother.
Well met. Bringing excellent vibes. That was The National with Eucalyptus. You're listening to The Bliss of the Abyss on Riverside Radio. The Riverside. Time 9:35 and 32 seconds. Now, we have so much to get through and so little time. We simply do not have the time. But we're going to cram this half hour full of amazing content for you lovely people listening and watching at JBENJAY on Instagram Live. Have a look. We're live on studio. Jem, over to you. Brother Jeremy, bring us wisdom.
Okay, I've got some choices for you to make here. Oh, you want real ones?
Boy.
Or do you want Sullivanians?
Now,
Sullivanian families.
I think, because I'm weird, I think I want the Sullivanians.
You want the Sullivanians? Okay.
So, shall I go the weird one?
They're both really weird.
Excellent work.
They're both
Jeremy!
Really weird.
Okay, yeah, let's do the Sullivanians. Sullivanians.
The Sullivanians were a psychotherapy cult in the 1950s.
Oh, brilliant.
Who were anti-Freud. And they had this whole idea of, it was all in the Upper West Side. You may have heard of Andy Warhol. You may have heard of Jackson Pollock. Well, both of them went to this place.
Right, so it was really hip and happening.
Exactly. The original practitioner was something Sullivan, whose name I've forgotten. Mm-hmm. But the main guy who took over was called Saul Newton.
Saul Newton.
And he
remember
turned out...
Remember the name, people.
And I'm kind of giving it away by calling it a cult, but he turned out to be a little bit of a megalomaniac.
He was like, I've got my hands on a group and I'm going to turn it into a cult.
Oh, yes. And he really did turn it into something. So I'll give you an idea.
Okay.
They started out psychotherapy. Yeah. The whole idea was the family doesn't exist. Neither does marriage. Oh. Neither does relationships.
What?
You can kind of see where this is going.
Uh-oh.
And all of the participants were actively encouraged to live in a commune together and forget any previous partnerships.
Disown they and had. Disengage with all. That's typical, typical, unfortunately, cult behaviour.
Exactly. And really engage with, you know, all of the other ones around them, including especially, surprise, surprise, the therapists.
Yeah,
they had.
And are they doing a lot of just therapy? Is that what they're doing?
They're
just
doing hours and hours and hours of therapy a day.
And what also, else? What about jobs and stuff?
Some jobs. For example, being a very famous artist with lots of money, that will help you.
Yeah, that will
the
help.
The other thing is doing lots of what they were encouraged to do with their therapist. And after a while, it turned out to just be the therapist that they were sleeping with and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But that's not the most interesting bit. The most interesting bit is one of them, who was like an apostate, left and was like, I'm not going to be a part of this anymore.
Yeah.
Apostate, I think.
Apostate. It's a good word.
Decided to go down and form as a new form of like expression and therapy.
No.
Go down.
He's not forming his own cult, is he?
Oh, even better than that. Oh, I thought you were going to go with the whole go down thing.
With blackjack and...
Yeah, exactly. But no, decided to go down. She was like, I'm going to do theatre as a form of expression. Because I think theatre has this kind of transformational power.
I agree.
On people.
Okay. So
she goes down. She starts down. Quite a successful theatre on the Lower East Side in Manhattan in the 70s.
Oh, brilliant.
Saul Newton, this guy, he whips up all of his followers who are still there and is like, we're going to take over the theatre. That was a great idea. So he goes down there, follows down. After her. Goes down.
A lot of going down in this story.
A hell of a lot of going down. But as a side note, his office was described by one of the people as a factory for going
blowing some certain things. Wow. Okay, this is an insane story. I think we'll pause it there. We'll have part two after some insanely amazing music. This is, I can't believe this story. This is Chop Suey by System of a Down. We'll see you in a minute.
Suicide.
System of a Down with Chop Suey. You're listening to the Bliss of the Best. It's Riverside Radio, baby. The time is 9:42 and 49 seconds. Do you know where your children are? Brother Jeremy now joining us, bringing wisdom, telling us about some cults taking over a theatre. What's his name? Gnome?
Saul Newton.
Saul Newton.
Gnome. I see where you're going with that. I can see that kind of thing.
So he goes down. She's been going down. There's been quite a lot of going down.
A lot of going down. A lot of what it's based on.
And what's the name of the woman who opened the theatre?
She was called Luba Ellman.
Luba Ellman.
She was an actress.
Actress. Opens a theatre in the Lower East Side and this cult decides, hey, we want it.
She was a member of the cult. The cult came and took it over.
And what's the cult called, one more time?
The Sullivanians, not to be confused with Sylvanian families.
Everybody, course, Google Sylvanian families thinking. And then yeah. Google the Sullivans.
And then mix that with a kind of sex-crazed, anti-Freudian psychotherapy cult.
Yeah, it all makes sense, doesn't it? That all makes sense. Okay, so carry on.
But yeah, so basically, one of the crazy things that happen is they take over this thing. They actually have very lucrative theatre performances.
Okay.
And under the name of the company is The Fourth Wall.
Oh,
quite
got
a good
it.
Name.
Yeah, not bad.
Okay. But then, I don't know if you remember, but there was the Long Island nuclear disaster. It's not really a thing that was that big in England, but the reactor had a meltdown.
On Long Island?
On Long Island.
I didn't know.
Ages ago, in upstate New York.
Yeah, yeah, I was just in on Long Island a few
days
ago.
Exactly. So the reactor was 150 miles from New York. Most New Yorkers remained calm, but the group's leaders believed that the government was hiding the real extent of the danger.
Of course.
And Newton, the leader of the Sullivanians, ordered a total evacuation to Florida. So everyone leaves the Lower East Side Theatre.
Because of something that's happened
over.
Out on Long Island, so far away.
He was worried it was going to be like Hiroshima or whatever, like a big blowout that's going to, like, a nuclear disaster on the scale of that. Different.
And he thinks Florida's going to save him.
And he was like most...
Same coast.
Like
not,
most
he should have at least gone to the other coast.
In America, you want to get away from everything, including nuclear apocalypse. Sure. You go to Florida.
Sure.
But then within a few days... 250 people. Do you know what Howard Johnson's is? I think it's like some kind of diner chain.
Okay.
250 members of the cult took over a Howard Johnson's, locked themselves inside, and engaged in apocalyptic bacchanalia.
Oh,
where they
my
stooked
God.
Each other.
There was a lot of
They got it on.
Yep.
They were there in drunken sex, breaking off intermittently to comfort the cult leader who was incessantly weeping. Because
of the nuclear.
They were convinced that the nuclear apocalypse.
So no more going down for him.
Yeah.
Although they did go down to Florida.
They went. There was. They
How many
did
people were in
down.
This cult? Sorry, you said 250.
That's just 250 people that went there. I reckon there could
there
have
were
been
more.
There would have been more that passed through. That
up there,
you've got to
doing
think
endless psychotherapy.
That's the hardcore. That's the that. Those are the ones who got on the bus.
It certainly.
By the
is.
Way, they had an engineer when they were in Florida repurpose school buses to like armor them and turn them into kind of effectively armored vehicles or tanks.
How are they so persuasive? At every point in the story, I'm like,
you got
why
the psychotherapy, man.
Resisting them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You just spend 8 hours in your room with a therapist. After you've gone down to Florida.
Yeah, of course. And
then he's like, I'm your mum now. Build a tank. And you're like, I will build a tank.
I will. Right. I shall build that tank.
This is what the days look like.
There were levies for the vanity projects of the leader, so they took money from them. They had incessant theatre activities and
incessant
rehearsals.
Incessant people.
Incessant theatre. Never-ending
improv
workshops.
Can we have a
workshops.
Slight break in the theatre today?
Yeah, absolutely not.
A little break, maybe
okay,
5 minutes.
I'll give you 5 minutes. Come and do some psychoanalysis of me, if you know what I mean. Yeah. There were dating obligations.
Oh, that sounds bad.
With each other as well as with the therapists.
Yeah.
Which had to date. Date, improv, psychoanalysis.
You sounds two, like you're dating now.
Exactly.
And do some theatre yeah. excessively and
sounds
endlessly.
Like, could be most people on Hinge who are like 33, 35. What do you do with your time?
I wouldn't know about that, of course. Very, very comfortably married. I don't know anything about Hinge.
Comfortably.
Oh, that didn't sound very convincing, did it? So how did the Sylvanian family legacy end?
I will give you one guess as to when it ended.
It is
route one for the way that things end.
I'm going to try and say this in a sensitive way as we're on the radio. Is it some kind of pact which a lot of people agree to?
No.
Oh, good.
No.
Excellent. Then sorry about that trigger warning.
No, exactly.
But we didn't say
like
it.
That.
Okay.
The guy, he basically lived to a ripe old age, kept on convincing people to down to the Lower East Side and go down to Florida.
Yep.
And then he just popped his clogs, man. And that was it. He was looked after right until the end.
And the cult just fizzled out after him.
Cult just fizzled out.
What an amazing story.
It was all him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Brother Jeremy.
It's absolutely. I know, I'm sorry. It's not actually a very Christian thing to be talking about.
Well, what is the Christian response to it? Were they pursuing good in some way?
Ultimate forgiveness.
That's the only way, people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what you come here for. Right, this one is another pick from Brother Jeremy. This is Billy No Mates with Blue Bones. It's like the music video, so there's like a little intro. Bringing in shopping. There's... I think the music's signed now. Blue Bones by Billy No Mates.
If you want to die, then do it. You don't need my permission. You're such an iffy ambition. It's got the better of you. If you really want to go, then I don't think you should stay here. It's been a pleasure to lay.
Billy No Mates there with Blue Bones. Fantastic pick from Brother Jeremy. I have to say I'm a fan of that one. That was a good one. That was a good one. Haven't heard of that before. You're listening to The Bliss of the Abyss. It's Riverside Radio. The time is 9:52. Do you know where your children are? Do you? Do you? Do you? I hope you do. We're only here for a few more minutes. It's been such a joy to have you in the studio. How have you found it? Have you been well looked after? Have I been an accommodating host?
Edifying, uplifting, but I don't see people that often, so I'm going to go back to my mountain retreat and commune with God for the next little bit.
Good. And what are you going to say to him? What are you going to reflect on your time here?
I'm going to ask if he listened. It's the classic.
Did he join
you
the stream?
You have to check. Hey, man, did you even hear any of that?
Were you listening or are you there?
That God or
are
like
you there God it's yeah. me
yeah. It's me, I'm on Riverside Radio right now.
Well, I don't know, Brother Jeremy, it depends on, I guess, the type of faith that you engage in,
type of connection that he has,
type
as well.
Of connection
maybe
he has.
On dial-up,
maybe he is I just found out that my friend Peter didn't have an email account until he was 18 because he lived in a village, they didn't have internet. And then his first year at university, halls were full. So they put him in a house, a small terrace house with a single parent and her son.
What?
Yeah. So his first year, he was living there and they had Wi-Fi and they wouldn't share the password with him.
No way.
So he had to go to the library to get internet.
No way. They wouldn't share their Wi-Fi. That is so Victorian. Put him in the cellar. Let's put that poor boy in the cellar.
Might I have a little bit of Wi-Fi?
Little water and some Wi-Fi.
No.
Neither for you. Get out. I cannot believe that. Whoever those people are, we need to find them. Because that is so shameful.
It's not cool, is it?
That is so shameful.
No, she was probably having a tough time.
Also, how did he find out? How did he find out? Did the university... Because if he didn't have Wi-Fi, or like internet, he turn up? And they were like, by the way, you see that house? It's the other side of town. And who were the people? Were they taking...
I know.
They were taking the money, but they were trying to like skimp on the costs.
Yes, exactly. I mean, I'm pretty sure if he'd have complained to the university, they'd have sorted it out for him.
But he couldn't get access.
He
couldn't send them an email.
He had to go to the library.
I'm writing you a letter. And then the mum's like, I'll post that.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I know. I know.
Man,
tough. It's tough. Yeah, it's, you know, it wasn't, that's not ideal. He said it was quite isolating because obviously in a hall, you get to meet people. So some nights he'd just go to the library and just like watch a movie on his own with headphones.
Mate, that is so tough.
It's tough, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not the ideal start.
When people are like, oh, freshers week.
Yeah.
My first year of uni.
Yeah.
Living away from home for the first time.
Yeah.
What was her son like? Like, what would be the worst age for the son? 15.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
He's trying to, like, joust with Peter for competition in the house.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you don't want him that
taking
age.
Your seat.
Yeah. You can sit on the couch while you eat.
We're messing with your stuff. Yeah. Maybe it goes to a fridge thing, you know, people labelling stuff in the fridge. It gets to that situation.
I wonder how much fridge space he was given. Ooh. One of those half drawers.
Half a drawer and a pocket of the freezer. And that's all you get. What about my crockery and my cutlery?
Yeah.
Take it up with the university.
Imagine all this stuff, yeah.
Make a claim with your insurance.
I tell you what, Peter, write another letter. I'll post it. They still haven't responded to the other one, but I'm sure they'll get to it in time.
Get some bootleg one where she's printed off the university's headed paper. Dear Peter, we can't help you.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Sorry. Exclamation mark.
Signed the university.
Sorry. Signed the university.
Oh, dear. Well, I hope everybody has had a good time. I hope you've had a good time. I've had a fantastic time.
It's been all right.
You're welcome back anyway to try and do better next time.
Thank you very much. I'll listen back. I'll do a kind of, you know, Premier League review.
Yeah, the review.
Get a coach in.
Get a podcast, like all of that. Brilliant. Well, thank you so much, Jeremy Newmark Jones, everybody. And this is Patti Smith with Because the Night. We love you. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Take me now, baby, here's I understand. Desire is hunger, is the fire I breathe. Love is a banquet on which we feed. Telephone. Love is an angel disguised as lust. Here in our bed until the morning comes.
Of the abyss.